You realize that you've hit the big leagues, the big times.
Oh yeah! I mean, we've got a good amount of super fans, but there's this one kid in particular had got a hold of our management company and wanted us to play his birthday party. And we found out that he lived in London, so he literally flew us our band and crew over there, built a full stage, like the whole. I mean, this kid's birthday party was like they literally brought like a little rock show.
Like probably like half
backyard.
$1 million. It was insane. We rolled out and Bryce was like, "Oh, that's cool. Does your dad play golf there?" He's like, "No, my dad owns that golf course." it's like they have a golf course on their property. It was pretty insane. But he was a really nice kid and really genuine, and it was cool to hang with him.
You didn't pull out that Marilyn Monroe version of Happy Birthday, though, did you?
No.
I'm a journalist. I have to ask those kind of questions. We're going to have more time with our co-host, Lifehouse. On the way, we find out. His first single, Hanging by a Moment, turned out to be the most played song on radio for that entire year. Huge success. The first album does very well for you guys. The second album, kind of meh. What type of advice were people giving you about the direction for your third album, if you got any at all?
And we had a lot of people trying to tell us, like, whether we should, you know, change our sound a bit and go target alternative radio, or we just had a lot of that kind of thinking, and that I think that really screwed us up a little bit. On this record, we were like, let's forget about all of that. And just go back to making the music that we want to make, you know, and hopefully people will like it. That's all. Because you can't control record sales. You can't control hits or radio. All you can really do is kind of focus and make the music that inspires you as a person.
I love your philosophy, you guys, where if you guys don't like the song, you're not going to do it. It's more about first pleasing yourselves and then you're going to please the audience. Is that what works for
Absolutely.
You guys?
That and making sure that you're always, me as a lyricist, being as honest and open as possible to connect to people, you know, because I think lyrically on the last record was a little bit more abstract. And I think you need to know your fans, too, and need to know who's listening to your music. And I think that they like us best when our music is kind of helping them through issues, you know. So for me, when I'm going through something, if I can be as honest and open and put that on paper, it helps someone get out what they're feeling but they can't communicate.
Much more to come with our very special guest co-host this week on The Countdown. This weekend, Lifehouse, thank you for taking the time to come and hang out on The Countdown, and congratulations for staying number one for 3 straight weeks. The song, You and Me, did you know it'd be such a big hit here?
No, not at all, man. I mean, to be honest, we were a little afraid when the label told us they were releasing a ballad at first, you know, but I always say that, like, if you shouldn't put a song on your record that couldn't be released as a single, because a lot of bands are like, oh, they picked the wrong single, but I think that you should just put together your 12 best songs and then not be ashamed of any of them, you know. So luckily it's working out, but that's why the label, that's their job to know what's commercial or what's not. Our job is just to make the best music that we can make, you know.
You guys are really good at power ballads.
But I mean, this is the first, like, real power ballad that we've released or whatever, you know. And it seems to be really connecting with people. And that's the main important thing for us, is to just connect to people on a musical and lyrical level. You know, and if we're doing that, I think we're doing our job.
Can you sum up the single?
It's basically very simple. It's just a love ballad, really. You know, it's about a very special person in my life that I like to keep anonymous, you know. But it's basically a love song, you know.
Please, the honors.
Hey, what's up? This is Bryce.
This is Rick.
And this is Jason from Lifehouse. After 3 weeks at number 1, our song slips to number 2. Lifehouse, You and Me on the Chum Chart. What day is it?